Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our news digest today, and we're talking about something called the brain map. I guess we need to have our brains mapped now so we know where to go.
I don't know if it's going to help many people out there. Is it going to help our brains function better if we have a map of our brain? I think our brains are pretty amazing, and I think our brains are able to do more than we ever will know. But we're trying to study them, which is a great thing for scientists. And so we're going to be talking about how there's an initiative, there's a plan out there, or a program to map the human brain, come up with a map of how it works.
Sure. And if we have that map, we can do some more research and figure out how to stop some of these terrible diseases, I suppose, like Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease.
Epilepsy,
other nasty afflictions that some of us get and the rest of us have no clue about what it's like to have these diseases. So maybe this is a good idea. It's a step in the right direction. And, of course, we're talking about pledging money for that brain map. If you want to do this, you're going to need money for it. And in this case, Obama, the U.S. president, has pledged money for that brain map. Money is going to be coming from the government to fund this project. Let's find out what this is all about. Let's read the entirety of today's lesson right now. Obama pledges money for brain map. This April, U.S. President Barack Obama pledged $100 million to support an initiative to map the human brain. Having promised to make more money available for scientific research, Obama said, "If we want to make the best products, we also have to invest in the best ideas." The initiative is called BRAIN, Brain. This stands for Brain Research Through Advancing Innovative Neurotechnologies. The idea of mapping the brain has been floating around since 2011 and had been gathering support until it finally received backing from the White House. The initiative's goal is to find new ways to prevent, treat, and cure brain disorders such as Alzheimer's disease and epilepsy. The human brain is a complex organ full of individual cells and neural pathways that literally react at the speed of thought. If scientists can understand how all the components work, they will hopefully be able to fix any damage to the brain. The mapping process should also provide insights into other mysteries, such as memory, personality, and behavior. Much of the White House's financial support will be put toward the development of new technologies necessary for this research. Furthermore, Obama pointed out other potential benefits to the initiative. What if computers could respond to our thoughts, or language barriers could come tumbling down, he remarked. He also stated that he hoped investing in the initiative would create new jobs in neurotechnology.
Okay, everybody, let's get started. It says here that Obama pledges money for brain map. When you write news stories, if you go into the industry of journalism, you'll learn that they write stories more in the present tense, especially titles, if they can do it, because it grabs people's attention more. So even though he pledged already, we're using the present tense in the title because that's the way news stories are written. If you pledge something, it just means you formally promise to do something or give something. Usually you're promising to give some money to some sort of organization. Typically it's a charity or a group that is seeking funding from you. So he pledged a lot of money to help support this new initiative or program to map the human brain.
And that happened in this April, a couple of months ago. So this April, the President of the United States, Barack Obama, pledged $100 million to support an initiative to map the human brain. And this is an initiative. An initiative is something that comes up as an idea and gets people involved in it. So he wants to support this initiative or this idea or this project to map the human brain.
Yeah, so an initiative could be something like a city coming up with an anti-poverty initiative, something to help poor people get out of the state of needing a lot of help. So there are a lot of initiatives that you can actually come up with. It's a countable noun. Also, I wanted to mention, sometimes we talk about people's initiative. If someone says, oh, he has a lot of initiative, that's a great compliment because it means you are proactive. You don't need people to tell you what to do all the time. You just go out there and do what needs to be done.
Exactly. Okay, so you're proactive, we could also say. And in the sentence, we have the word map. Map is usually a noun. It's just a little piece of paper, or nowadays it's an internet program that shows us where the roads are and the rivers and stuff like that. But here it's being used as a verb. To actually make a map is to map something, to map the countryside, for example, to map the surface of Mars. And having promised to make more money available for scientific research, Obama said, if we want to make the best products, we also have to invest in the best ideas. So he promised this money would be available. Available means that you can get to it. We often use this word to talk about young people when they're looking for boyfriends or girlfriends. Joe over there is pretty handsome. You know, is he available or does he have a girlfriend? I'm sorry, he's got a girlfriend. You're going to have to look for somebody else.
Or it could say, hey, Tom, are you available tomorrow afternoon to do a job with me?
No,
so are you free? Do you have free time?
No, my script is full. Sorry.
Oh, that's too bad.
Can't help you.
Well, he's promising to make that money available or out there. He's going to give it so the scientists can actually use it for their research. Research is careful study that's done to discover new knowledge, report new knowledge about something. We do a lot of cancer research, AIDS research, drug research. All of these things are very important for our quality of life.
Right, research. Research. Search again. Looking for information, doing research, or conducting studies. And his quote here is, if we want to make the best products, we also have to invest in the best ideas. So if you want a product, of course, you have to not have an idea first. And so here he's saying that we need to invest in those ideas. To invest means to supply money for something so that it can go ahead and operate. So you want to invest in the stock market, for example, in order to make more money or to help companies finance different projects and stuff like that. To invest in a certain country's infrastructure, you give them money so that it can be built up and later you can get a return on your investment.
Mm-hmm. You can also use it to talk about investing time or energy. If you're a good student, you want to invest in your future by studying and preparing well for your tests that are coming up. So you can invest in different ways. Well, what is this initiative or plan called? It's called BRAIN. It's an acronym. You can see it's an acronym because all of the letters are capital letters. So it spells out the word BRAIN, which is kind of cool. But an acronym takes the first letter of each word and puts it together. So B actually stands for BRAIN. The R is for research, the A is for advancing, the I is for innovative, and the N is for neurotechnologies. If it's innovative, it's very new. You're using new ideas, new methods, kind of cutting edge. Neuro, the word neuro or neural, means relating to a nerve or our nervous system. So they're going to be looking at our nerves and our brain, which controls how our bodies respond and react to things.
When I see neuro there, it makes me think of neurons in the brain. Those are things that carry information from one part of the brain to the other. But in any case, basically it's all about researching the brain using innovative technologies that have to do with the nervous system. That's the long and short of it. Now, the idea of mapping the brain has been floating around since 2011 and had been gathering support until it finally received backing from the White House. If something floats around, that means it's there as if it's floating on the ocean, but nothing's really happening to it. But eventually the idea starts to be taken seriously. So some people were talking about it here and there, but nobody really took it seriously until we had these people, I guess you could say lobby groups, I suppose, were pressuring the president and saying, hey, this idea, you know, you have to accept this. You know, we need this. We need to map the brain. If you don't, we're all going to be in big trouble. Well, I guess you're right. So I guess I'll support it now. And I'll give it backing. Backing, of course, is support.
If you're floating around, it doesn't mean you're actually just drifting in the air or you're on the water, just floating around. An idea can float around because it hangs around for quite a while without people actually responding to it. Maybe someone suggested something and no one's really taken action yet, so it was still floating around for a while. The initiative's goal is to actually find new ways to prevent, treat, and cure brain disorders Different brain disorders include Alzheimer's, which makes people forget who they are. It also affects your organs. It starts shutting down your body.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
Epilepsy is actually a brain disorder that my nephew had. He was born with epilepsy, had a lot of seizures, and had brain surgery last year where he was awake.
Ooh.
While they mapped his brain to figure out where in his brain he was having seizures. Then they cut out those areas, and now he's great. He can drive a car now. He can do other things that kids can do that he wasn't able to before because of his epilepsy.
Cool. So epilepsy, of course, is that disease where people have seizures and stuff like that. My brother actually had it for a while. He fell out of the top bunk and hit his head on a table.
Uh-huh.
And so he had the shakes or had these seizures.
Wow.
For several years. But he took medication on a regular basis, and eventually it went away.
Good.
So there is hope for this, and hopefully this mapping can take care of these or cure these brain disorders. A disorder is just some kind of disease or problem that your body has. Like, what is it, ADHD, attention deficit, or ADH, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Attention deficit disorder.
Or a lot of girls these days have eating disorders where they will eat and then make themselves throw up. That's called bulimia.
Ooh.
There are a lot of different disorders. It's a mental condition or a physical condition. If you prevent something, it means you stop something from happening or even existing. So they're trying to prevent, treat, which means to fix it or give you treatment that helps you or even cure, get rid of these brain disorders entirely, which would be fabulous.
It certainly would, and nobody would have to suffer from these diseases again. Let's hope it works out, but right now we're going to take a break and take a breather here and listen to our Chinese teacher, but then we'll be right back.
Hi everyone, my name is Jenny. 今天看的是第九单元。今天的新闻文摘我们要谈的是美国总统奥巴马。我们先看看他有什么样的新的执行计划呢？这里就说到今年的四月呢，美国总统奥巴马他就承诺说他要有1亿的美元来支持一个计划。这个计划是一个解密人脑的计划。我们看到这边有几个字，首先就是 initiative。initiative 是一个名词，代表一个提议计划。那后面有一个 map the human brain。我们知道 map 在名词的解释来说是地图，在动词就是绘制地图，也就是你要画出所有的路径。那以这边说 map the human brain， 意思就是好像要把人脑大解密，让它每一个路径都为人所知，都清楚呈现。我们看看这个计划，他说到了，其实他在之前他就已经承诺说要拨更多经费给科学研究。下面说到，假如我们要有最好的产品，那我们就应该投资在最好的点子上。 invest 就是投资， invest 后面加介系词，接着就是他要投资的对象。我们再往下读咯，下面提到呢，这个计划的名字很有趣的，就叫做 brain B-R-A-I-N， 其实是一个缩写。这个缩写的原名是什么呢？就是他后面提到的 Brain Research Through Advancing Innovative Neurotechnologies。 把这个长长的名字其中这些大写的开头的这些字母放在一起，那就是 B-R-A-I-N， 就是 brain。 好，我们中文可以翻成推进创新神经技术脑部研究。这么长的一个名字我们就简称为 brain。 那解密大脑的这个想法其实是从2011年就有了，可是呢当时是 floating around， float 是漂浮，所以当你说这个整个计划 floating around， 也就是表示没有定案。那当时一直没有定案，不过呢在这最后他得到了白宫的赞助之前，他其实是一直在寻求大家的支持。我们再来往下，这边说到了这个计划的目标是什么，其实是要找到新方法来预防、医疗以及治愈大脑的疾病。什么是大脑的疾病呢？这些 brain disorders 指的就是我们常常说的 Alzheimer's disease， 阿兹海默症，还有 epilepsy，这个就是我们中文翻成癫痫。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, welcome back. We're going to continue talking about brain, B-R-A-I-N, brain research through advancing innovative neurotechnologies. This is an initiative, and it's pledged some money. It has been pledged some money by Barack Obama, the president, $100 million for research into mapping the human brain so that we can tackle some of these problems like Alzheimer's disease and epilepsy and Parkinson's disease and other stuff. Well, the human brain is a complex organ. We do consider the brain as an organ, just like the heart and the liver and the kidneys and stuff like that. But the brain, of course, is very complex. It's very complicated. There are lots of things to consider when we're talking about the brain. It's full of individual cells and neural pathways that literally react at the speed of thought. When you think something, of course, then these signals go through your brain. Although they are slightly slower than your thought, there's some kind of research that says that we don't really have as much control of our thoughts as we think we do. But in any case, we're describing the brain here. It's got all these individual cells. Individual just means one by one by one. Individual as opposed to a group.
Mm-hmm. You could also say full of single cells. Neural, again, is an adjective that means nerves or related to our nervous system. And that's how our body communicates with other parts of the body. Our brain tells our body what to do through these neural or nervous pathways or the nervous system. And literally means exactly what we just said. It means exactly that they react at the speed of thought, the same speed at which we think. But like you said, Tom, you don't think we react as fast as that? Is that your...
Yeah, or else the action starts before we actually think it. So some people think the action is actually controlling the thought, but that's another area. That's something I was listening to on my podcast.
Oh, it's not proven yet. Well, yeah. See, there is a lot of stuff we don't know about the brain, so it's kind of cool we're researching it.
Absolutely, it is cool. Now, if scientists can understand how all the components work, they will hopefully be able to fix any damage to the brain. Now, remember, we described the brain as being complex, so it's going to have many different components, different parts of the brain, different areas. A component is just a part of a larger whole. When I see components here, of course, the first thing I think about is my first stereo system. Back in high school, I had the receiver, which was the amplifier, and the speakers, and the CD player, and the cassette deck.
And the turntable.
The turntable, right. Those are, actually, I had a reel-to-reel tape deck.
Wow.
Too. And those are all components of the stereo system. All these things come together to create one big whole.
Wow, that's really cool. I never had a reel-to-reel, Tom. That was a while ago. A component, like Tom says, is just one part of a system. There are computer components. We use that more nowadays than stereo components. A computer has lots of different pieces, lots of different parts. Those are called components.
The hard drive, the case, the keyboard, the monitor, those are all components of a computer. If the brain has all these components, too. And, well, if scientists can understand how those components work or how they work together, then as a result of that, they will hopefully be able to fix any damage to the brain. So if we get brain damage and scientists and doctors understand the nature of that damage, hey, they'll be able to cut our skull open, stick some knives in there and some wires, and voila, we'll be as good as new.
Well, hopefully, huh? Well, if you provide insights, it just means you actually are able to see something that other people can't see. An insight might be an understanding of something that was not clear before. A lot of people have a gift to have insight into people. They understand people and how they work. You can provide insights or understanding into mysteries. A mystery is something we just don't know enough about. So something that's not known, or maybe it's something that's difficult to understand or explain. Things like our memory, we're not really sure how it works. Our personalities, where do we get those from? And behavior, your behavior is just simply the way you act. Could be an animal's behavior or even a human's behavior. It's your actions.
Mm-hmm. How you behave, how you act. We have good behavior and bad behavior. Hopefully we have good behavior so we don't get in trouble. Let's move on now to the final paragraph here. It begins by saying, much of the White House's financial support will be put toward the development of new technologies necessary for this research. Okay, so that's where the money is going to be going here, much of this financial support or the money that has been pledged. by Obama here. Most of that money will be put toward the development of these new technologies. Put toward means it's going in that direction. That's where it's going to be spent. Developing these new technologies that you got to have for this research. So if you want to do that research, that's fine, you know, but you need the tools to conduct that research, okay? So you're going to have these technologies available so that you can begin the actual mapping of the brain.
Now, Obama pointed out other potential benefits, things that are good parts about this initiative. If you point something out, or point out something to someone, it means you mention it, you bring it up so it's clear to them what you're talking about. It's something you think is important. You might not have noticed it before until someone pointed it out to you. So it's kind of cool that he mentioned other potential benefits. What if computers could respond to our thoughts with something he said? I don't like this idea, frankly. I don't need computers to respond to my thoughts. I'd like my thoughts to be private. Thank you. Or he said we might get away from language barriers. A barrier is something that makes it difficult to get by. So a language barrier would be an inability to communicate with other people because we have different languages.
Right, a barrier, that's something that blocks something or prevents something from going through. And see, we have these language barriers. You know, if somebody from Mongolia is trying to talk to somebody from Zanzibar or something and they don't know English, how the heck are they going to communicate there? But hey, if the brain can somehow translate each other's language via a computer, they'll be able to talk to each other, no problem. So those barriers will become or will tumble down. Tumbling means kind of rolling on the ground, and something tumbles down when it kind of breaks down, like I guess back in, what was it, 1990, that the Berlin Wall came tumbling down. Or there's that old John Cougar Mellencamp song, "And the Walls Came Tumbling Down." I don't know if you know that song or not.
So if you tumble down, you fall down suddenly, kind of quickly, be kind of cool if we could all communicate more clearly in the future. It says he remarked this. If you remark, it just means you make a comment, you say something. So those were a couple of his quotes when he gave this press conference. He also stated or said that he hoped investing in the initiative would create new jobs. As most of you know, our unemployment is pretty bad in the United States, and it really hasn't improved. So we're trying to come up with new jobs, and we hope that by going through with this initiative, more scientists would have work.
Exactly. So hopefully this is going to be good for everybody. I don't know what you think about this mapping the brain. Sounds kind of cool.
Kind of cool.
I'm not 100% sure that this should be financed by the federal government. I think maybe universities should come up with this money themselves. But you never know, if these things aren't financed by somebody, then they're not going to happen. I certainly don't want to get Alzheimer's disease when I'm older, and I certainly wouldn't want to get epilepsy. That one's really scary.
Yeah, it can be scary. The other one you mentioned earlier is Parkinson's disease,
yeah.
Which makes people shake. My aunt had that. It was really bad. I remember right before she passed away, I mean, her head would just shake. And I think she must be exhausted, you know?
Yeah, my grandmother started to have that before she passed away. Her hand was always shaking. She had a kind of minor level of Parkinson's disease. But Alzheimer's is pretty bad there. He pretty much forgets everything.
Who
didn't
you are.
Maggie Thatcher kind of have that? And Ronald Reagan suffered from that.
Ronald
too.
Reagan definitely did. Maggie Thatcher maybe have been dementia. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure myself either. But I think because of Alzheimer's disease, Nancy Reagan was supporting more brain research. So she felt really bad that all of those memories that Ronnie and her shared together were all gone. She had nobody to share with them because he just forgot everything.
Yeah. Okay, everybody. That's all the time we have for now. But we're going to turn the rest of our program over to our Chinese teacher.
好，我们继续看文章的后半部。我们说到这个 brain 计划，然后呢提到它的目标是要治愈大脑疾病。那我们这个大脑呢，说起来是一个非常复杂的器官。那里头呢，当然有着独立的细胞，有神经通道。不过他在提到说这个神经通道的时候，他提到它是怎么一回事？哎。Literally react at the speed of thought. 他说到他是反应非常的快速，就你想到什么，他就已经反应出来，有这么快。不过他用到 literally 是为什么？其实 literally 是字面上的。那 整个讲起来就是讲他提到他的速度之快，是你想到他就已经有反应，那真的就是这么快，绝对没有夸张，而不是那种修辞上的比喻用法，真的说他快就是有那么快。好，这是比较特别的 literally 我们在看这个单字的时候要注意的地方。好，下面呢他提到假如说科学家们他可以了解大脑这些所有的组成成分，所有的元件是怎么运作的话，那当然他们希望说这样就可以修理大脑受到损伤。要怎么样解决这个问题呢？也许透过解密的这个过程就可以还解出其他的谜团来。 Mysteries 讲的就是谜团，也许我们就看出来到底为什么，怎么样解决。比如说在记忆上，在人的个性上，在人的 behavior 举止上面，这种种方面我们觉得怀疑不解的地方。好，最后一段我们要回到说到奥巴马他允诺了这1亿美元的这个钱来支持这个计划，那他们援助的钱呢会放在哪里？会放在发展这个新的高科技的装置上头。好，再来，此外呢，其实奥巴马他还说这个计划还有其他的 potential benefits， 也就是有其他潜在的利益，潜在的好处。他怎么说呢？假如电脑它可以对我们心中的这种念头做出反应，想想看这是多么有趣多么神奇的事。或者是说假如语言的这种障碍隔阂不见了，那又怎么办？知道吗？ Tumble down 本来是滚下来，当然它这个滚下来讲的是前面说的 language barriers， 也就是语言障碍滚下来，意思就是说它瓦解了，没有了语言障碍，那想想看这样的世界会是如何。好，这个引号这句话是奥巴马说的，所以他后面写到 He remarked， remark 就是发言下评论，奥巴马如此的说。好，最后他提到他还声明他希望这个计划可以在神经科学方面创造出新的就业机会。
Okay, that brings us to the end of our program for today. We thank you so much for joining us. It certainly benefits us greatly when you listen to us. We feel like we're making a great contribution to the English language learning industry in Taiwan when you join us. So please make sure you join us again to make us happy again. For English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.